as well. In fact, go to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. We'll be back in Joshua 1 in a minute, but Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 11. And Hebrews 5, verse 11 says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Verse 12, Hebrews 5, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which is the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And in the book of Hebrews, God gives us this. Hey, it's about time for you to get away from the milk and take on some strong meat to start having some growth in your spiritual life. And the same thing's true back in Joshua chapter 1 of these Israelites. Hey, it's time for us to start to grow. Hey, look, are you prepared to grow in 2022? Maybe you're already saved and that's great. But how about your spiritual growth? Go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Verse number 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. This is the message of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, verse number 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The Bible says they got saved. They were baptized, they were added unto the church. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let me tell you something. Are you prepared to grow in 2022? If you're saved this morning, that's great. You need to get baptized. Hey, the first step of spiritual growth, once you get saved, is to get baptized. Hey, if you're saved and you're baptized, you need to join a local church. You may need to join a local church. You don't spend a lot of time on this here, but you need to join a local church. I could recommend a good one, all right? But hey, find somewhere where God could have for you to join that local church. Hey, maybe something that you're saved, baptized, and joined the church. Hey, maybe there's something God wants you to do spiritually, growth. Man, are you prepared to grow this year in 2020? I want to always be growing. We just started, Ryan and Mariah started another Sunday school class this morning. Man, another Sunday school teacher in place. Hey, that's what we want. We want to keep growing. We want to keep doing this. There's something this year that God has for you. I don't know what it'll be, but God has something He wants you to do in 2022. Are you prepared to grow? He said, prepare yourself, prepare your victuals. In other words, get those things ready so you can grow. Then back to Joshua chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 11. It says, pass through the host, command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go and to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. He says, also, I want you to prepare in 3 days. Now, that doesn't mean that we rush through everything, but it does mean this. We don't want to waste time. And we don't want to waste the time that God has given us. We want to make sure we're ready and prepared for what He has for us very quickly. We're going to hit 3 scriptures in a row, right? So see if you can get to these. John chapter 9, verse 4. John chapter 9, verse 4. They'll all be in the New Testament. We'll come back to Joshua. John chapter 9 and verse number 4. This morning, he said he gave him 3 days. He said, you got 3 days to get ready, to be prepared. John chapter 9, verse 4, Jesus said this, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh with no man can work. You say, well, what's the rush? I'm telling you this, the night cometh when no man can work. We talked about it a little bit already, but there's a time Jesus said, listen, there's going to be a time I'm not going to be able to do the works that God has sent me to do, that God the Father sent me to do. The night cometh and no man can work. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, an interesting chapter here because Paul's talking a lot about marriage. But really the purpose of what he's going through is found here in these verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 29. That you need to prepare yourself and don't waste time. Why? Because the night cometh when no man can work. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 29. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. it remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. Let me tell you something, the world's passing away, the time is short. We want to make sure we're taking advantage of the time that God has given us. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ace gave him three, said, prepare in 3 days. Why? The night cometh and no man can work. Why? Because the time is short. And then Ephesians chapter 5, and look at verse number 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly. Be wise, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, taking advantage of the time, not wasting the time. Why? Because the days are evil. Hey, this morning, prepare yourself quickly in 3 days. Why? The night cometh, the time is short, and the days are evil. And we need to make sure we're prepared for the work God has for us. It doesn't mean we rush into stuff. It doesn't mean that we don't go and take time to get ready. Jesus, we know this. Amen. 30 years preparing for the 3.5 year ministry that he had, and looked throughout the Bible, and there's a lot of time put into preparation. And that's good. We also have to be prepared so we can do something for God. Hey, the time is short. The night cometh. The days are evil. Make sure we're prepared to do what God has for us to do. Back to Joshua chapter 1. Prepare yourself first. Prepare yourself to grow. And then prepare. He gave them 3 days to get ready. And then as we start a new year, we know this is not unusual, but number one is prepare. Number two is to promise. Hey, you need to make some decisions. We need to prepare and be ready for what God has for us, but then you need to make some decisions for God. Make some promises to God. And we'll do some resolutions at the beginning of the year, but there's some spiritual decisions that it's time for us to make. And that you would promise God this morning some things. And I want you to look at a little further as the people heard Joshua speak. Go down to verse number 16. Joshua speaks to them and says, prepare yourself, get ready. By the way, before I leave that, let me do this. I know you're in verse 16. Jump back to verse number 11. Notice it says at the end of the verse, it says, prepare yourself for 3 days to go and to possess the land. Notice what it says, which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Let me tell you something. As we prepare, know that God's already won the victory. Hey, God says, I've got it ready for you. Hey, we don't have to prepare ourselves. God may not come through. No, God's going to come through. He's already given it to them. It's yours to possess, but you got to be ready to go take it. And so for us this morning, realize that, and God's won the victory for us already. We need to prepare ourselves to fulfill what He's called us to do. We'll talk about that now. And make some promises to God. Look back at verse 16. Back at verse 16. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Let me tell you, first of all, promise this year, 2022, to follow God's word. They said, all that thou commandest us, we will do. Hey, they made a promise to follow God's word. Hey, it'd be great this morning if we have a group of people that say, hey, this year, 2022, I'm going to follow God's word. And we'll make a commitment to God. Say, well, I don't know if I can keep that or not. Let me tell you something. I can tell you that if you don't make a vow with God, a promise to God, a commitment to God, I'm going to not keep anything. And we don't want to make vows to God that we break, and understand that. And the Bible's clear on that. We want to make sure you're serious about it. That's why we prepare. But it's time for some of us to start making some promises to God. Say, God, this is what I'm going to do. Hey, here's what I'm going to do for you. And these people said, hey, all. They didn't pick and choose. No, they committed to following the whole counsel of God, all of what God's word says. And then it was a full commitment. They said, all that thou commandest, they said, we, it wasn't we might do, we hope to do. No, we will do. Promise this morning to follow God's word. And then the second part of verse 16. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Promise to follow God's will. A promise to follow God's word, and then a promise to follow God's will wherever you send us. The place doesn't matter as long as it's God's will. Hey, young people trying to make decisions about what you're going to do when you get out of high school. Hey, here's what I want you to promise. Say, I'm going to follow God's will. And maybe that's going where my friends go, but maybe it's not. Hey, maybe that's going where the weather's nice, or maybe it's not. Or maybe that's going where this major is, or maybe it's not. But I'm going to promise I'm going to follow God's will. Because that's what's important to me. Hey, you say, I'm not sure who God wants me to marry. Hey, how about promising this morning to follow God's will? To follow God's will wherever He sends you, whatever. Hey, in the life that you have, what God has given you to do this morning. Hey, I'm going to follow whatever, wherever God leads, wherever He sends me. That's what these people said. They said, we're getting ready to go in this promised land. We want to follow God's word. We also want to follow God's will. And by the way, they said, whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. What we do a lot of times is what? Hey, God, I'll follow you. Just could you tell me where I'm going first? Right? Wherever you send me is fine. Just let me know the general area so I can make a decision on that. Now, that's not what God says to do. And that's not what these people committed to. They said, hey, wherever it is. Abraham, what? The Bible says, not knowing whither he went. Even when he started out, he didn't know where he was going. Said, God, you just showed me the way. Hey, don't say, well, I'm going to trust God. I just want to make sure it's right here or right there or right there. No, say, God, I'll commit wherever you send me. Now, I'm not trying to get rid of anybody this morning, all right? So hopefully He keeps you right here, and that's what we want you. But say, God, wherever you send me, whatever you have to do, it may not be a geographic location. It may be the job you have. It may be what the career you have in life. I don't know what it would be. Say, God, wherever you send me. Wherever you send me, I commit to follow you, to follow your word, to follow your will. And then verse 17, according as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so we hearken unto thee. Only Lord God be with thee as he was with Moses, to promise to follow God's leading. And that ties in with the other two. And they said, listen, as we hearken unto Moses in all things. Now think about this. And this is, by the way, this is a new generation. But I think about Joshua sitting there, and Joshua had been there the whole ride, right? As they say, as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, and Joshua's thinking, yeah, I remember that time he didn't, and that time he didn't, and that time he didn't. No, most of that was their parents, all right? And not them. But I don't know how comforting that was to Joshua, but I do think the people were sincere here and wanted to follow. And notice what they said, only Lord God, thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. By the way, you follow God's leading, and make sure as you follow God's leading, understand God will give a man a message, and that's great, and God will give men to lead in different areas, and that's wonderful. But you only follow men as they follow God. That's it. And they said, God be with you as he was with Moses. If God wasn't with Joshua, there's no need for the people to follow him. There's no need for them to go into the promised land with them. They had to be assured, and they were, that Joshua was speaking exactly what God said. And of course, what happens, verse number 18, this is what we need to be accountable. Wherefore he be that doth, whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words, to all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and have good courage. They said, listen, those that don't follow, there's consequences for that rebellion. And let me just tell you this morning, you rebel against God's word, you rebel against God's will, there are consequences. There's consequences. Now, it may not be what we see in this passage where eventually, we know what happened with Achan and his family later on, and the people stoned them. It may not be the people around you stoning you. It may not be, I don't know what it would be, but I know this, with God there's consequences when you rebel. And so be careful about rebelling against the word of God and against the will of God. Let me ask you this morning, are you prepared? Are you prepared for 2022? Do you know for sure you're on your way to heaven this morning? Let me tell you something. If you heard Dad say this, if you haven't made plans for eternity, then you don't have any plans. Hey, do you have plans for eternity? Are you prepared? Are you saved? You're on your way to heaven. Hey, you're prepared to grow this year, 2022. Are you ready to make some decisions to grow? Are you ready to make some promises? Hey, some of you this morning, you might need to make some promises to God. Hey, God, I'm going to follow your word this year. I'm going to follow your will this year. Hey, I'm going to make sure I'm doing what I need to grow spiritually this year in 2022. Father, we do thank you for the truth of the word of God. Lord, we can come to the house of God, open up the Bible, and know there's truth there. So hard to find in this day and age. Thank you for truth. I pray, Lord, you'd help us to prepare. And Lord, we know this, every day is different, and we have a calendar, and we don't have to wait till the first of the year to make promises or to prepare ourselves, but it does give us a good time to reflect on what's been done in the past and what we want to do in the future. And so I pray this morning, first of all, we would reflect and
search our souls and make sure we know we're on the way to heaven. Pray there's someone here who is not prepared. If you were to come back today, is not prepared. Lord, if you were to come back for them, maybe it's not rapture as we meet together in the air. Maybe it's for us individually, and you call us that one appointed time you have for us to die. Maybe somebody here, they were to die today, Lord, they don't know if they'd wake up in heaven. Pray, Lord, you convict their heart. Help them this morning to come forward and to trust you as their Savior. Then, Lord, help us be prepared to grow. Maybe some decisions we need to make and pray about and think about that would help us grow spiritually. Maybe it's baptism. Maybe it's joining the church. Maybe it's just getting the Word of God or prayer or soul winning. I don't know, Lord, whatever it may be. Lord, help us to think about that, prepare ourselves, and Lord, make some promises this morning. Maybe some specific things we need to take care of. Maybe just general, following what you've told us to do, following your will, being willing to do, surrender to whatever you have for us. Help us to have a heart this year in 2022 that wants to follow the Word of God. In Jesus' name. Everybody stand with head bowed and eyes closed this morning. Nobody looking around. Everybody standing. If you're here this morning and you say this, you say, I know I'm saved this morning. If the rapture were to take place today, man, I'm done with this life. I'm heading up. Heading up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. He comes for me individually. I'm ready. I'm not perfect. I haven't done everything right, but I know this. I know I'm on my way to heaven. If you can say this morning, just put your hand up saying, I'm saved this morning. Put your hand right back down. Thank you. If you're this morning, say this, man, God's dealing with me. I'm just not sure about my salvation. Let me tell you. And you better be ready. Better be prepared. And you say this, say, pray for me. I'm not going to embarrass you at all. I promise you that. But just, I wish you would slip your hand this morning and say, pray for me. I'm just not sure about my salvation. Anybody like that? Say, just pray for me this morning. Slip your hand up and say, pray for me. Make sure you take care of that if you're not sure about your salvation. Hey, are we prepared to grow? If we made some commitments, hey, maybe this morning, how about making some promises to God and saying, I'm going to fulfill this. I want to do what God's called me to do. Or, hey, wherever you send me, Lord, I'll go. Whatever it takes. But, man, be ready, prepared for this year. As the music plays, the Lord spoke to you coming this morning.
forward to what God has for us this year. I mean, we'll get into more in the book of Joshua. Those people prepared themselves. God accomplished a lot through them. I think God wants to do something here as we prepare ourselves for what He has for us. Man, so glad you're here this morning. Be back tonight, if you can, 6 o'clock. We'll mention a couple other things as we get ready for this year. Excited about what God has for us. And, man, enjoy the week. We'll see what the weather brings this week, all right? You never know. And see what happens this week. Father, thank you for all you do for us. Give us a great, great afternoon and a good week coming up, Lord. I do pray, Lord, those that we mentioned already, that you'd help those with health needs, just be with them. And, Lord, I pray you're excited about what you have for us to do. Help us to prepare ourselves and then make decisions that we can take and implement this year. Give us a great afternoon. Bring us back safely tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.